welcome you back to Light Beyond the Clouds. And I first want to take a moment and thank all of you for last week that have liked and subscribed to my page. It has been overwhelming for me. I cannot thank you enough. Please keep liking, sharing, and subscribing. And also, at the first week of May, I'm going to be drawing a winner on my podcast for a free half-hour session. So please keep liking and sharing so you can enter into that drawing. So today, this week, I'm really going to just come to you myself. I want to talk about how to connect with the divine. Some weeks I'm going to have guests on so you can hear their stories, because it's very important for you to see their reaction when they receive messages, how it changes their life. But I also know that some people are just really looking for help themselves. They always haven't had losses, but they feel very disconnected to the divine. And we will research everything online, how to fix cars, how to do plumbing, how to take care of our yard. But we really don't ever take care of the soul. And that's the one thing, if we don't take care of that, nothing else seems to make sense for us. So I want to help people this morning and tell you how I do this, and maybe this will work for you. And you can just try it and see how this helps your soul. So what I do every morning, what I feel is very important, I set my alarm about 5 to 10 minutes, usually 10 for me, before I have to get up, before I start looking at emails and messages and text messages. Because this is where we're still close to the dream state and we're still very connected to the divine before we start filling our mind and our soul with everything else, because it starts to shift your energy. So I will just wake up in the morning and I'll just ask my spirit guides and my guardian angels and God, I pray to them and I ask them for what I need and to be with me during the day and to show me. And whatever it is that I'm going for, whether I need peace or I need help with a relationship with someone here, whether it's to help to guide me with this, to be able to help more people, whatever it is that my soul needs, I ask them for everything. People think we can only come to them when we're like really in a bad state and we don't stay connected all the time. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Sometimes, you know, we were brought up in a certain way and we don't understand that we can just say, please help me with this, or I feel lost. Help me with this job. Help me, you know what I mean, to find a better relationship with someone. Help me to find someone. So the more we stay in contact with them, it's like any relationship here, we have to work at it. Your mind is a muscle. So the more we work at it, the more connected and the easier it becomes. It shouldn't feel like a difficult thing. We don't have to go into a long meditative state for 20 minutes. If you have that, that's perfect. And that's a really, really good way to do that. But so many of us today are so busy and we don't have the time. So I want you to understand, it's just about waking up in the morning. And first thing, you know, on your heart should be, please help me today, connect me and guide me, because it will change the course of your life. I can promise you, we don't remember the clothes that we bought 5 years ago, the shoes, but we remember the messages. People will come to me and say, I received a message and it changed my life. I still remember 20 years ago that my mother or my grandmother came to me and showed me this on the day that they went to heaven. So these are the things that stay with us, because we don't spend enough time helping the soul. Material things are going to come and go, and they're never going to give us complete happiness, because we're always, when we're getting one thing, we're already looking for something else. But when you've received a message, people hold on to that for years. I can remember messages that I got when I was 9 years old. I still hold on to those. They mean so much to me. And they do tell us physical things. I can remember my mother's mother, who I never really knew. I'd only met her twice in my life. They lived in California. Last time I saw her, I was 9. She came in a visitation to me years ago, and she showed me a silver dollar, a coin, and she was holding it up to me. And she said, tell your mother to make a bale out of it, make a necklace out of it. And the interesting thing is, my mother and I, the night before, had had plans to go to a jewelry store and get battery watches. The reason I'm telling you this is it's so important to hold on to these things, because this is how they know everything that's going on in our life. We think that they're not involved, that it's only when we ask. They're also coming to us before we ask. So what happened with that is she came to me and she showed me this silver dollar, this silver coin, and it had this edging around it. And she said, tell your mother to make a necklace out of it. It's 100 years old. So when I got to my mother's house the next day, I had said, Mom, you know, did your mother have a silver dollar? And she's saying it's 100 years old and had this ribbing around it, like this edging. And she walked down the hall and came back 10 minutes later. And I said, what are you doing? And she opened up this box and she pulled out this silver dollar. And I said, Mom, what is that? And she said, Renee, I forgot I had this. It's been in here for about 40 years. It's the only thing my mother ever gave me. And she got out a magnifying glass and she looked up at me and she said, it's exactly 100 years old. So when we went to the jewelry store that day, which we'd already had plans to go, she put a bale on it and she's worn it every day since. So do you understand? They know what we need. They hear our conversation. So what I want you to know about that is that's them even knowing what we're doing before we do something. That's them being part of our life every day. So imagine if you start to reach out and connect. This was her coming to me without me asking for it. So understand, when you start to connect, it will even be more. It's like a telephone. When you call someone or you email someone, you're looking for a response. sometimes it may take some people a little bit longer to get back, and sometimes it's immediate. Well, it's the same with the divine. Sometimes you will get a response or it feels like immediate, and sometimes it might take a little bit longer, but you will get the response and you will get the answer that you need. So I want this to look at this like spiritual class for you. I want you to be able to come here every week and find something that you can take with you for the week on your journey. So this week, it's really about trying this and just stick with it. Just get up in the morning, set the alarm, and just start asking for what you need and then let it go. Release it to them and let it go. Don't harp on it. Don't test them. I always say never test the divine. If it didn't happen in 3 days, it's not going to happen. That's not true. It's going to come to you exactly when and exactly how that you need it. So I hope all of this finds you well. And again, please like and subscribe. I can't do this without all of you. And we're in a time and a place where I really want to help to guide all of you to know that there is hope in everything. Never give up in hope. Never. No matter how bad things get, there is always a way and there's always something that you can do. So please hold on to that and God bless.